I found this in the scriptures recently, that that prayer you need to offer, and I believe this is what Jesus was saying, that whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you have received it, all right, and you shall have it. Now, if you believe you have received it, then why am I praying again? Because faith says God has given me, and I have it now. Unbelief says I will keep praying, hoping that one day God will answer my prayer. So unbelief keeps hoping that God will do it one day. Faith says, I have it now, it's mine, God has given me. Now, if you have it now, and it's yours, and God has given you, now when you go into prayer, what do you say in prayer that will not negate your faith? Are you following what I'm saying here? What do you get into prayer to say? You offer the prayer of faith, all right? Now, if we study Daniel, you'll find this throughout scriptures. I'll go quickly through it. Daniel went into the place of prayer. And when Daniel had discovered from the word of God what God had promised concerning Jerusalem, that it will be rebuilt, that the time was fulfilled, he went into prayer. In answer to prayer, this is what the demonic forces were blocking. The angel came through and said, I've come to give you skill and understanding. Wisdom was placed, that you will know what to do to build on the outside that which God promised you in the word of God. What Satan didn't want them to get was skill and understanding, which means the information that will match up with the promise. Which means when you implement these steps here, it will, the natural consequence is that, you know, the promise is fulfilled. In other words, if I take a glass of water and I pour it, the natural consequence is that the person gets wet there because I've poured the glass. If you, which means you are confessing for something, God now shows you the works you should carry out, the things you should do, that the natural consequence of carrying out these actions is this thing that you're confessing materializes within your life. So he wants to show you. You are declaring for your business to get to a particular level. Wisdom comes in every day. God shows you, reproves, corrects you. Change this. As you are there, you do something, says, change that now. All right? Change this here. You'll change that. You go somewhere, you receive instruction. For example, the man was driving past. He said, I saw, all right, thorns coming out of a field, and I received instruction, a little sleep. So what happens is you go out, you observe things, and you receive instruction on what you should do in your own business. You make the adjustment. Once you are completely aligned with what God's thoughts concerning it, right, then the thing just begins to materialize from a position of ease. So God wants you, all right, to constantly make that adjustment. Repentance is not that a person cried. Remember that it tells us that Esau, all right, he could not inherit the blessing, though he sought it, all right, the Bible says that with tears, all right, it tells us that he sought it with tears, but he the scripture says, but he could not, you know, find repentance. He found no place for repentance. In other words, Esau didn't think that there was anything wrong with the way he was living. There was anything wrong with his lifestyle and his belief pattern, that the issue was with God. So he was crying, God, God, you know, change me. God, do this for me. God, do it for me. I'm begging you. God says, listen, right? There is a way people behave on the earth that thing becomes the natural consequence of that type of behavior and activity. What I want to do is to show you. You are too proud. You'll feel that, you know, your belief system is right. This is how we've been doing it in our house, all right, since 1800. That doesn't mean it's right. This is the way we have been doing it in our village. That doesn't mean it's right. This is the way we have been doing it in my family. Look at your families. Has anybody risen to any point of supernatural manifestation? No. So change what you are doing in your family, all right? You say this is the way we have said it. No, all right? Examine it. Let God come and examine those thoughts on the inside. All right, and show you that, look, okay, this is the new way. This is how you should do this. And change that right on the inside of you. So Esau was there crying. God says he's not crying. He is making certain adjustments. So someone says, well, I haven't gotten married, and you are crying before God. God says, there is a way you talk that drives the man away. You can cry before me. If I bring the man, you will talk like that, he will run away again. Are you following what I'm saying here? You need to make adjustments, all right? I have sensed, God tells you, you don't know 35 men around you in the last five, you drove all of them. He said, but I didn't even see them. He said, yes, the behavior from 50 meters, they changed their mind. Are you following what I'm saying here? They saw you. One was coming at the shopping mall and you were on the queue. Now, I've been telling you this thing. I will show you great and mighty things you know not. Now, let me show you today since you've asked me. I've been telling you about this attitude. You remember that day you argued? You remember that day you argued, shouting on the cashier, telling him that, listen to me, what is this? This 100 naira is dirty. I can't take it. And you were saying that. Do you see that there was one guy that was checking you out before that argument started? He said, yes, I remember. Do you see after that argument, you didn't see him again? Are you following what I'm saying here? It says there's certain things there that have just got to change. There's an attitude. That's what it means. I mean, somebody can beat his wife and cry after that. Many people do it. I know a man will beat, roll on the ground. Beg. When I take him to family visit in his Agbada, he will beg, roll. Beg publicly, I'm sorry. Remorse and all of that. But, you know, he has been provided with no information that tells him that you are beating your wife to your own detriment. If one day he's asleep and the wife prays well, that is not crying. God showed this man something. And then Jesus appears in his dream. And says, chief. He says, yes. Says, let me show you something. Every time you have slapped that woman, this is your business you have been crawling, a 100 million naira deal and chosen was coming your way and you lost it for every slap. So I've counted the slap. It's almost 32. Now you have lost 3.2 billion. Wake up. Say, slap. When the woman gets up, I'm just telling you this I will be doing. Look, you don't be singing. All right? God will make a way. You say, my husband, you have changed. I have changed. All right? That is the fruit of what? Repentance. Are you following what I'm saying here? You'll be singing. Say, the devil can't tempt me today. My money is secure in God. My money is secure in God. You follow what I'm saying here? You will say you've changed your approach to when I argue. He has repented. Information has been presented. Or Jesus shows him heaven. This is where you will have been for the rest of your life. This mansion. Now, this cubicle here where you will be serving throughout. On just a matter of few slaps in how many years? He will say no more. He will wake up. Look, when you see him, you'll know you have seen Jesus. His face will be white. I'm telling you this. He will just be changed. You say, you've changed. Yeah, I've changed. What happened? I can't say, but I've changed. You follow what I'm saying here? It means that something, he was given information. That's the same way a person understands. For example, someone says, well, I have a business. Let me share this here. All right? Because sometimes even, you know, Christians, pastors here, you pray, okay? God shows you scriptures. But also, as I said, you walk past a field that's overgrown and God gives you instruction. So you can also learn from men. In fact, in this time, pray that God will send teachers into your life. It says, though you eat the bread of adversity and drink the water of affliction, the way out is your eye will see your teachers. And your ears will hear a word behind it saying, this is the way to go. Which means you need to be taught. You need to be educated. All right? And so you are there in that position. All right? Haven't prayed. Okay? So, and you were there. So one time I remember recently, I was, and I heard somebody on Fox News, a businessman, talk. And, you know, he had one of the fastest growing, you know, businesses. And he started training leaders. So I had a book that he wrote just on some specific area in management. And I got the book to read. I read the book and I've said this, read a book at least a week or twice, two books a month. Right? That will inform you, get informed, you know things, will expand your mind, will make you, you know, realize certain things. And so I read the thing and I realized, I said, if I knew this thing, because I heard Dr. Creflo say, if I knew what I know now, I would have raised my children differently. He said, I should have read books on how to raise children. All right? And glean things from books. And so he looked, I saw it, and I changed something. I said, if I had known, I won't have approached things like this, all right, in the last 5 years. I would change certain things in what I'm doing about this, all right, particular thing. And that's what we want to do. Every day we want to improve the way we do things. We want to discover what we are doing that is not 100% right. We might be 15% right, but we want, all right, all things are lawful, but we want to do the expedient things. We want to do the things that will bring and yield high results, all right, within our lives. Dr. Crevodola told me, he said, listen, he said when he was attacked, he was diagnosed stage four, terminal case of cancer, aggressive form, months you have, right? This is not wishful thinking. You must know what you know that you know it or you are gone. Right? And he said, he started confessing the word. He said, God showed him in the spirit 3 ways to fight cancer out of the body. He said, I used those 3 methods and I got it out. He told me, he said, but let me tell you something, we are researching. He said, now we have 239 ways that we, all right, attack it, right? There are certain things that we do. There are certain ways we live that we do not put our bodies in a place where, you know, those things. And he said, he learned that. Okay? If I told me about a man of God who had gone home to be with the Lord, that's how the conversation started, and I asked him about it because he was close to the man. He said, I got to him late. He said, by the time we started putting those principles to work, he said the cancer had gotten to the body that by the time we're trying to jumpstart the body to get it to fight back, right, the damage had gone too far. So you learn things. You sit down, you read. Okay? I was listening to a particular minister in this country. He had a pastor's conference, and he called somebody who was a professional business kind of person. And somebody on Facebook, you know, people just go on Facebook and be writing nonsense. And he put there, he said, listen, but why are you calling somebody who's a business person? Listen to me, it's a pastor's meeting. You should just call him minister, a Holy Ghost filled man, you know, to teach it. And, you know what I'm saying? And when I tell the person, I just don't answer people there. I say, shut up. Was Jethro called when he instructed Moses on how to do the ministry? I said, did he have any anointing on him? My friend, Moses would have died early, if not for Jethro's counsel. Died early. Jethro told him how to organize. Moses could have gotten up and said, what are you talking about? Were you there when I parted the Red Sea? Did God call you? And stand like this. Because you are my father-in-law now, you want to come and control my God-given ministry. Are you following what I'm saying here? But he took it strong. He got wisdom there. And that lengthened his life. That multiplied the impact of his work. You understand this? So you enlarge your capacity. If you travel, learn things. You go out, you see new things. You see this stage here with this black, white. I went somewhere in South Africa. And I saw it. In the shop. And I turned my phone. Trap. 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 So I came back here. And I called the architect. I said, you see this? Let's produce this. You can't just travel and just be walking, just be complaining about Nigeria. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't even learn anything. I'll say, and the escalators are walking in this place. Only God knows in Nigeria when these things will work. Are you following me? Are you not learning anything? All right, you learn from things, learn from people. Now let me close. So when you stand in prayer, believing you have received, what you should do is asking God for wisdom. Morning by morning, he will open your ears. He will give you insight. All right? He will show you things. Morning by morning, morning by morning, every day, there will be an improvement in the way you do things, right? That the logical conclusion, you know, they said of Israel, he said, what a mighty nation. God has given you statutes and judgments that nobody can compete with you with what you know. This is what we're saying about Christianity. It's not just that, you know, I will just be blessed no matter what I do, how I do it. God shows you this thing. He shows you, teaches you, right? And then you do that. And then look at what Paul did. Paul also prayed this way. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 14. Right. Let's close in 5 minutes. Ephesians 1 and verse 14. All right. Okay, go to verse 15. So he says this. Look at what Paul said. He said, wherefore I also after the day I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, go on, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. So they were in faith, that the God of our Lord Jesus may give to you the spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation. Same thing he said in Colossians, that God will fill you with the knowledge of his will in all what? Wisdom and spiritual understanding. So get promises of God over your children, start declaring the promise of God over them, and stop behaving, raising up your children the way they've been doing it in your family. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Say, listen to me, my family, traditionally, they don't listen to God. The school we go to is this. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father, me, my son is going there. Meanwhile, when you went there, it wasn't scattered like this, where Otita grammar is on floor one, Otitu comprehensive high school is on floor two. Do you understand what I'm saying? Things have changed, but you're still saying, you don't hear from God, no direction is the way we have been doing it. Do you get what I'm saying? You go to God and ask him for wisdom. Say, what do I do to cause these promises that I've received over these children to be fulfilled? Then every day begins to instruct you. You get teachers, you hear things, you read. It's all right, this is the way I'm going to behave. This is how I'm going to talk. This is what I'm going to teach them. This is the kind of exposure that I'm going to give to them. All right? Anybody who is in business, I said this in last time, let me just drop this in. You say, well, it's a small-scale business. We're making money, but we are not growing beyond that. We can't become medium-sized. We are stuck on that side, just going around in circles. It's simple. The barriers are known. The issue is that you are staffed wrongly. Full stop. All right? What has happened is that if you are making 20 million, probably you are using like 3 million to pay salaries and 17 million is in your own pocket. You can't grow business that way. Once you break through at a level, the next strategic thing to multiply it is to get the right people on board. You can't be the accountant, the HR head, the administrator, and the front desk person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Answering call, you are the one. You don't have a business. You have a job. What you do is that you hire. Out of that 20 million, 10 dedicate to getting the right people on board. They will multiply it. You say, who are the right people? I'm not talking about fanciful degrees. I'm not talking about people that speak English well. I'm not talking about people that say, listen to me, when we're doing this in London. That's not what I'm saying. The people that you get, let me tell you this, to move your business to the next level is what you do. You don't go and hire from multinationals. Say, this person just came from this big company. You have no business with that. You go and look for people. Go and look for people who used to work in small companies like yours and stayed in those companies and grew those companies to become medium size. You understand what I'm saying? Look for the people that have gone through that process. They're not many. They might not have the fanciful degrees, but they have the experience. If they are paying them 500,000, give them 600. You need them. Bring them out from various places. Bring them into your team. You know what they'll do? They will come with that season of growth. All right? Immediately they come in, they'll start telling you things. Listen very well. They'll say, listen, we've got to change the system here. We do this this way. We do this this way. When we're there, we had problems in this certain area just like this. This is what we did and all of that. They begin to bring that. You allow them to begin, but as you're allowing them, make sure you understand what they're saying. No, not just be following their head. All right? Make sure you understand what they're saying there. You are still the ogao. Make sure you understand. All right? And they will bring that season and cause growth to come. But if you go and hire people from big multinationals who never struggled in that process, you know what will happen to you? When they come, they are used to ink never finishes in their own printer where they are. Once the ink is finishing, they'll send an email. One small color is not working well. Send an email to the email. We need ink. Before you know, I'm changing the ink. But, you know, you need people that have done ink like this. You get what I'm saying? I've carried ink and done this. And I say, are you following what I'm saying? Look, I'm telling you this. Get those guys. All right? But when they do it like this, they'll tell you, let's do this, let's do this. People that can market what you are doing. That have the contacts. That know where it is. Are you following here? They have relationships in banks. You will be stuck there. On that small level, right? If you want to expand, you get the right people. You don't call friends. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Get the right people. All right? You can be hired. You don't know how to hire. All right? Get the right people. They will come on board. Now, you can tell them to bring three people low. Then the one you agree with in your heart. If you don't agree with them, say they should go and look for more people. Right? But then because there must not just be expertise, there has to be a cultural fit. Are you following what I'm saying here? Okay? A cultural fit and no troublemakers. All right? Then once you do that, if they are troublemakers, then they must be working only with the computer in the room. Alone, by themselves. So if they want to find the computer, they can find. Because they might be very sharp and they don't. So are you following what I'm saying here? You get that. A company in India, fastest growing company at one point. They said, what do we say? We transferred our profit into proper accounting systems. They did that. You can't make the profit and go and buy a car. And then you hire the same people that you've been hiring from day one. But your car has changed. They might be the last car you buy in that business. I'm telling you the truth. Learn about wisdom. Read about things. Right? Pray. Okay? God begins to teach you and instruct you. You have insight. All right? And then you begin to move from one level and start going up to another level. So whatever you are confessing for, please pray for daily for wisdom. Right? And God will begin to show you his wisdom. And he will do it because he gives it so long as your confession, he says, without fault finding. Right? You get the wisdom there and begin to implement that wisdom. You will find it to work every time you implement it. It will work every time you implement it. All right? Learn about it. Don't just say that, well, I'm on social media, you know, don't worry, I'll just post the advert. Hey, we are here. You might do more damage to yourself than good because the A has spread around the whole world. When they ask who is the person, which company, that company, they say, hey, we are here. Now you have a problem of A. You get what I'm saying there? Learn how to use it. What do they do? How do they use this thing effectively? Right? Then begin to implement it. That when somebody sits down with you and you finish talking, you say, which school did they teach you this? You say, it's God. You know, that's what everybody says. It's God. Is it that God came from heaven to tell you, tell us how? You learn. We don't say, it's the grace of God by his mercy. But there is a method to that particular thing. Let me close by saying this. Take no shortcuts. Stay there rejoicing. That's the key to it. Steadfastly declaring it as an experience of your life. Praying for wisdom, following wisdom. And you get into the manifestation of it. Let's just rise to our feet. God gave me strong word to declare over the lives of people. In the book of Numbers, Moses was instructed to set aside certain cities that will act as a place of refuge. What that meant was if any man who had shed blood unknowingly, out of ignorance, had done anything wrong, if that man will run into that particular city, it will become a sanctuary from the avenger who will seek judgment over them as just recompense for what they had done wrong. But once you entered into that city, the avenger could not come in. Therefore, I declare Covenant Christian Center as a city of refuge. Amen. So to everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever mistakes you have made in the past, whatever wrong seeds you might have sown that could be lawfully used against you, I declare through the blood of Jesus Christ that today it is cancelled on the earth over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare that all lawful captives under the sound of my voice are set free. Amen. You will suffer no form of oppression by reason of that event. Amen. You have found restoration, and therefore everything that you have lost by reason of any error or mistake in the past is restored back into your life now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You shall suffer no increase in damage. Amen. By reason of that error, neither shall you in your future lose any opportunity that God has apportioned to you. Amen. The sound of the voice of him that arises and tries to bring about a reproach or blaspheme your name shall neither be heard in your life, nor in the city in the name of Jesus. Amen. But those words shall fall down to the ground as dead entities with no effect upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Any form of witchcraft or ill will projected into your life concerning that particular thing is hereby canceled. And if in any way you have already started suffering from the consequence of any wrongdoing, I declare that suffering process reversed right now in the name of Jesus. And it turns into full restoration in your life in the name of Jesus. This shall be your portion. For you have withdrawn your hand from avenging anybody who has wronged you also in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you for watching.